أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: حسين مني وأنا من حسين، أحب الله من أحب حسينا. We are commemorating in these days of the holy month of Muharram the greatest sacrifice of the history of humankind, the sacrifice that was offered by the leader of all the martyrs, Sayyidu Shuhada Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi wassalatu wassalam. I would like to shortly mention some of the benefits that we get in the light of this greatest sacrifice. The first benefit that the Islamic Ummah learns from this sacrifice is we are supposed to focus on our fariḍa, our divine duty, regardless of the result, and continue doing everything for the sake of the taqarrub and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam focused on his divine duty, did not care about the result. He did everything for the sake of the rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason why he's so close. The Holy Prophet has said in his hadith sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْجِنَانِ لَدَرَجَاتٌ لَنْ تَنَالَهَا إِلَّا بِالشَّهَادَةِ. Definitely, you have certain levels in paradise that you would never reach, you never achieve without martyrdom. The second benefit of this greatest sacrifice is the salvation of Islam and Tawheed and the religion and the values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam himself has said, عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ السَّلَامِ إِذْ قَدْ بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلِ يَزِيدٍ. Upon Islam be salam, that means Islam would be gone if the Ummah is subjected to a ruler like Yazid. There is no way Imam al-Husayn, who is the Khalifa of Allah and the Hujjat of Allah, would accept and endorse a tyrant, a barbarian, an oppressor, an aggressor, a violator of every human and Islamic norm, an immoral criminal like Yazid ibn Muawiyah, la'anatullahi alayhima. This is how Tawheed is saved. This is how the agenda of Allah is protected from getting tainted and spoiled. The third benefit among the long list of benefits is the widespread awareness in the Islamic Ummah, al-Wa'i. And he said, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam says in his hadith, Man ra'a sultanan جائرا مستحلا لحرم الله ناكثا لعهد الله مخالفا لسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله ويعمل في عباد الله بالإثم والعدوان فلم يغير عليه بفعل ولا قول كان حقا على الله أن يدخله مدخله. That's from تاريخ الطبري volume 4. So we learn in the light of this hadith that whoever sees a tyrant ruler considering the haram of Allah to be halal, breaching the covenant of Allah, operating against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and performs among the servants of Allah with sinning and rebellion, and he did not show any reaction with his action nor with his words, it's the right of Allah to send him to the same place where Allah would send the tyrant ruler. So we have to show a reaction. Imam Husayn is the one who showed the best of the reaction towards those oppressions done by Yazid, the tyrant ruler of his time. This is the second benefit we learn, the awareness about what we as Muslims and believers are supposed to do towards zulm and oppression. We cannot let the oppression go. We cannot stay silent. We cannot be idle. We are not statues. We are human beings. We have to do our divine obligation against oppression and resist, because we care about justice and oppose every oppressor. The next benefit that we learn, fourth of all, is the condemnation of Banu Umayyah, the Umayyad dynasty, who have been doing their kufr, hiding their kufr from the inside and from the apparent, showing and pretending to be Muslims. we find Banu Umayya got exposed because of the greatest sacrifice of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and one of the mistaq and one of the subjects of this ayat appeared, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. The last benefit that I would like to mention is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam serves as the uswa and role model for all the rest of the generations to follow. He himself has said, as it's narrated in Maqtal al-Khwarizmi, لَكُمْ فِيَّ أُسْوَةٌ, for you lies a role model in me. Imam Hussain alayhi salam becomes the most beloved person. The Holy Prophet has taught us, whoever wants to look at the most beloved person among the dwellers of the heaven and among the dwellers of the earth should look towards Hussain. إِنَّ لِلْحُسَيْنَ مَحَبَّةً مَكْنُونَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Definitely Hussain has a hidden mahabbat and love in the hearts of the believers. إِنَّ لِلْحُسَيْنَ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ لَنْ تَبْرُدَ أَبَدًا. Definitely Hussain has a warmth in the hearts of the people that would never get extinguished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to understand these ma'arif. When the ummah tried to understand and take lessons from on the footsteps of Imam Hussain, we find last 10 years of his imamat, there was no Islamic uprising. After the event of Ashura, we find in the next 10 years, there are more than 10 uprising as a minimum taking place in the Islamic Ummah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to implement the lessons that we learned from the greatest sacrifice of Ashura of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to encourage all of you to please attend the upcoming Muslim conference and also be part of the activities and services which are being offered. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا.